You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Old people used to say that death comes in threes, and apparently, told them true this morning. Shock G from Digital Underground was found dead yesterday, Brian, the age of 57. He was apparently in a hotel in Tampa, Florida.
Man, one of my earliest memories of hip-hop is with Shock G and him being Humpty Hump. You know, when that song came out, it was this time around 1990, so I was about 4 years old. So, and his character really, like, resonated with me being a kid. And it was definitely one of my first memories of hip-hop, watching that video all the time on, like, Yo! MTV Rap. So, yeah, this one hit me.
Throughout the day, we'll be recognizing the music and talking a little bit more about his life. My plan was to change my clothes, put on my business ponytail, and meet you at Northeast High School.
Your business ponytail.
Yeah, it's 24 inches. I mean business when I got that on,
Lord
fam.
Lord have mercy.
What's going on?
Brian, the sleep monster, socked me on top of my head and knocked me out until after 4 p.m. So please accept my apology for not joining you. My plan was to be at Families on the Field.
Yes. Shout out to Northeast High School. It's okay, Shay. We still had a good time. And shout out to Dr. Powell for putting all of that together. And it was a beautiful event to see the families come together and discuss and try to look at the child's future with Northeast High School and the beautiful football field. Lord, I wish we had that football field when I was there. But I'm glad that the kids have it now, though. So thank you to Northeast High School for definitely having me back home.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're one of their favorite sons. I mean, who else is more famous than you that's graduated from Northeast?
And Jermaine Reed, B-Dub, you know, I ain't nothing, man. I just try to pay it forward. That's what Myron always tells me, to pay it forward. Yeah. And then last night, it went down over that eSports, Shay.
Oh, that's why your voice is a little gravelly. Okay.
I didn't get home to about 105 or something like that. So yeah, I'm on fumes this morning. But shout out to my dog Brandon and everybody who came out at eSports for Two Step Thursdays. Man, it was lit. Oh, happy birthday, Brandon, too.
I want to step my two-step game back up. When I first moved to Kansas City, I was on a mission to learn. So I went, I got the basics. I could twirl out there with the best of them. Ain't too many tricks and dips, but I can do something.
You can do the basics, and that's all you need.
Now I want to go intermediate.
Oh, here you go.
I got to step it up, Brian. I want to be able to dip and flip and walk that dog on him, too.
Don't get with Dee Barker, Shay. She got you.
I know she got me. Is that who's doing the two-step Thursdays at eSports?
No, that's my boy Brandon and all of them. Nah, okay. She's a little more season, you know, she the queen of two-stepping around
of
here.
Of course,
you know what
course.
I'm saying? Can't nobody step to her.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. More rain coming our way later on. Right now, you are clear. 42 in Overland Park. Shade was popping.
Shock G, famous for Digital Underground's hit The Humpty Dance, has died. The hip-hop pioneer was just 57 years old. His dad, Edward Racker, confirmed that Shock was found dead inside of a hotel room in Tampa, Florida.
He was 57, right?
Yep.
Another black entertainer gone in his 50s.
Right now, the cause of death is unclear. There were no signs of trauma, according to the dad, but he says that they're going to go forward with an autopsy. Shock G was born Gregory Jacobs in Brooklyn, New York, but later moved to Oakland in 1987, where he linked up with Chop Master J and Kenneth Walker.
And later on, they would discover Tupac. Crazy.
He actually had a really storied career that I was not aware of. He helped write Mama Said Knock You Out for LL Cool J. He produced Tupac's first album, Tupacalypse Now. He wrote two songs on Tupacalypse Now. And he's helped a lot of folks in the industry. Another unsung hero.
Got his hands in there. R.I.P. Shock G.
Dr. Dre is officially Sanger and ready to manga.
But how much did it cost him, though?
He got it. I have no sympathy, remorse. I don't feel anything. Write the check. Mm-hmm. Cut it.
I guess it does cost to be single, huh?
Cut it.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you want to cheat, you better cut it.
Here you go.
You want to talk to other women, you better cut it.
Lord have mercy.
So he and Nicole Young have agreed to legally end their marriage. Now, she been holding the party line strong.
Yeah.
She ain't dropped the gun line, boss.
No, not at all. She trying to hold on to that, boy.
Well, she said, you know what? I put you through enough. Let's let it go. So they're going to split up Dre's $800 million fortune.
Lord. Splitting it up. Damn.
The judge is reportedly set to sign off on this agreement in July.
Oh, boy, that would make me so mad, boy. I'll stick around, man. If you're trying to take half of what I got, I'm sticking around.
Why? He ain't going to be able to spend $800 million. He's in his 50s good. There's no way he can.
Excuse me?
He can't spend $800 million. He can't.
Shay, it's like J.G. Wentworth. It's my money, and I want it now.
So you would rather stay somewhere where you're unhappy, keep all your money,
yeah,
versus giving half away and still being able to live the exact same way you live now, but be happy?
I can live the way I want to if I'm married. Like, we ain't got to be, you know, doing a married thing.
She
you can do what you want to do.
She's not going to go for that, Brian.
How come she not? If I pay her, she will. I'm keeping my money. That's the end of the story.
Did you ever watch the Jersey Shore?
No.
Neither did I. But one of the guys from the Jersey Shore, for people who watch that, his name is Ronnie Ortiz Magro. He was arrested in L.A. yesterday for domestic violence. He was booked at 4:15 p.m. on charges of intimate partner violence with injury. He's a big guy, too.
Mm.
Unfortunately, this is not the first time that he's been involved in domestic violence. Back in May of last year, he pleaded no contest to one count of domestic battery and one count of resisting arrest. The plea gave him 36 months of probation. So hopefully they'll see this through.
There's no room for that. Zero tolerance.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I need to know, why am I not rich yet? Like, I work overnight, taking care of myself.
Period.
Trying to get my life together. Why am I not rich? That's why I'm mad. I need some money.
You got to find a talent. Or skill of some kind.
I'm a dancer. I dance. Not like tripping, but I dance.
Oh.
But that don't bring no money in.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to pay to see a square dance or...
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Or, you know, a tap dance routine no more. Not in 2020.
Exactly.
Unless you got some tassels on.
Oh, no.
Don't let him disrespect you like that.
Ain't no diss what? She said she dances. I'm just trying to
she
add
don't
the
do that type of dancing.
Mm. No.
She is a modern dance. She danced like Debbie Allen.
Period. Oh, Pooh.
What's your name?
Cortiana Destiny Jimenez. And
what?
I want to shout out to my boyfriend and my mom. Oh, can I cut so here?
No. That would be a no.
Okay, and my friend Dawson, because she in the car with me right now, and we cannot talk to her.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Y'all need to put some masks on. I can tell y'all ain't wearing one.
I saw you. You're so late.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Police! Help! Help!
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm
paper and a bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Hey, good morning, 6:53. Today, look for highs in the mid-50s, a morning shower. Right now, you're cloudy at 46 in KCK.
It's time, Brian, to step into the Petty Files.
Oh, boy.
If you put a cape on Takashi Miyawaga from Japan, he'd be super petty. This man dated 35 women at the same time in order to collect birthday gifts from them.
How desperate do you gotta be?
And all the gifts combined from the 35 women was only worth $926.
Come
so fam,
come on,
you're not hustling hard enough in my book.
At all.
926 to keep track of 35 different women?
See, a real playgirl like yourself wouldn't have those issues, wouldn't you?
I'ma get one and the prize is 10,000. You feel
me? Got too much dip on your chip.
Shay got more prizes than the closet back there, man.
Michigan man, he left his debit card with his name on it after he used it to break into somebody's home.
He's a bum.
Left a little parting gift so that the police could run down on him with the right info.
Look at you. Now you're spending the weekend in Hocus Pocus, 12th and Locust.
Trying to tell you. I don't know how you're going to receive this news, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But Taco Bell is testing a vegan meat alternative instead of the taco meat that they've been serving that looks like chest hair.
See, I think Taco Bell been ahead of the curve for years. Say, I think they've been serving mystery meat for years.
So this proprietary protein product is made from a pea and chickpea blend that will substitute options for the seasoned beef.
I'm with that.
Really?
Yeah, I would try it. Definitely. Taco Bell's delicious, by the way.
I don't believe you that you're going to try this meat alternative. Have you had the Whopper, the Impossible?
I did have the Impossible Whopper, and you actually sold me on it.
It was good.
Yeah, I had one after you said it. It was pretty good.
So,
couldn't tell the difference.
You know, this is an interesting story out of Manhattan. The district attorney announced that his office will no longer prosecute prostitution.
Lord. You said this is in Manhattan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it go down in Manhattan.
The prosecutor said, over the last decade, we've learned those who, with lived experience and from our own experience on the ground, criminally prosecuting prostitution does not make us safer and too often achieves the opposite result by further marginalizing vulnerable New Yorkers.
That's all you got to do is react.
I see a future career for you, Shay.
When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
They ain't gonna need a pimp no more.
Oh, you're right.
Stop talking back.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Senate passed a bill to fight hate crimes against Asian Americans. Guess who embarrassed Missouri yet again? You got it. Senator Josh Hawley was the only senator to vote against the measure, embarrassing our state yet again.
What? You vote against something that protects people from getting hated on and getting killed out here? Like, seriously?
The only one. It was a 94-1 vote. I've always wondered who was the, you know, 9 out of 10 dentists agree is one. Yeah. We don't like it. That's Josh Hawley. He's the one dentist.
I would just like to know his reasoning behind it. I really would.
Yeah, right. We ain't got none.
Yeah, I know.
So we've been working on something new with the King of Twerk, K-Stylist.
Hey.
One time for my guy.
Yeah.
You know, this helps me really release a lot of stress. Booty beat down. Booty
You doing twerk, twerk aerobics or something?
Yes.
Twerk yoga, is that what you going with
this? That helps me release a lot of stress on my life. And hopefully what we're calling the Friday song will help you get your weekend lit. And we're going to play it every Friday. You want to hit it? Here you go.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
World premiere.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103. Jams.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, T-shirt. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Linda. Go, Alicia. It's Friday, girl. Go ahead and twerk. Go, Don. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
Go, say.
Yeah. Mara's birthday. I'm Shay.
Uh-huh.
I'm Shay.
Okay.
Staying in the house because we didn't get paid.
I'm B. I'm B.
What?
This weekend I'm hanging with my football team. I'm
Ow.
B. You know me. Spinning steppers and eating good hot wings. Hey.
You already know, Kansas City. This is how you start your weekend with the Morning Grind.
With Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Now it's time for the Shay.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. More rain on the way. Cloudy and 46 right now. Shawnee Mission. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Sid the Kid from the group The Internet is 29.
Girl. Love
yep,
this song.
Me too. Veronica Vega. Singer in Love and Hip Hop Miami Stars 30.
Mm-hmm.
Actor and comedian George Lopez is the big 6-0 today.
It's funny.
And Larry Jazz Anthony Jr., member of Drew Hill, is 44 in these streets.
Happy birthday, everybody born on April 23rd.
So, for lack of a better word, the hip hop community was shocked to learn the passing of hip hop icon Shock G from the group Digital Underground.
Yeah.
His father announced yesterday that his son was found in a Tampa, Florida hotel room, passed away. There was no trauma visible on his body. And he says that he's going to do an autopsy to find out exactly what happened to his son.
Mm. Gone too soon, man.
Of course, Shock G was instrumental in the careers of a lot of folks, including Tupac. Tupac actually was a dancer for Digital Underground before he stepped out on his own as a solo artist.
Paying dues, Shay.
It's important.
Yeah, for real.
He also produced music for LL Cool J. Mama Said Knock You Out. He's listed as one of the writers of that song. He's produced tracks for Dr. Dre, Moni Love, Prince, Mac Maul, MERS, and KRS-One.
Mm, Prince is in there. Who produces for Prince?
Yep.
Very few people. R.I.P. Shock G.
For real. Janet Jackson has put up hundreds of her personal items for auction. Mm. No, she ain't down bad for money. She's using these items to raise funds for an organization called Compassion International, which helps to feed children living in poverty around the world.
Gotta love that. I know Janet and Michael, both of them were very, very generous with their money.
So there are things that range in price of $50 and then it goes up in value.
Okay. What can I afford first?
Would you like to have some of these items that Janet Jackson has?
You know who's the biggest Janet Jackson fan? My older brother, John. Loved her.
Well, you should get that something for him. There's 272 items that you can check out. See if you got that money for it.
Where's the first Control LP at? Where is that at? That's what I want.
I don't know. It doesn't have a listing of what is available, but you got $50.
I do. How you know? Why don't you cash at me $50, then I'll have $50.
I can do that. You need it for real?
I'm down bad today, Shay.
Okay, well, I'll send it to you right away. What's your...
I don't need to do all that. Because people, you know, people will just end up sending you little stuff anyway. I'm good. I don't need to do all that.
You thought I was going to say no?
I'll tell you off air. How about that? I really did thought you was going to say no.
Why would I say no?
You're not stingy, so I should have thought about that a little more.
You know I don't do stuff like that. Come on now.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What's T, Brian? 7 social justice organizations are demanding the firing or resignation of Kansas City Police Chief Rick Smith.
Wow.
They also want the police budget slashed by 20%. These demands were outlined in a letter that was sent to Mayor Q. Wake up with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine Monday morning. We're going to ask the mayor about what he thinks of these demands.
The only station that got dibs on the town.
Already. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to meet you on the field of Northeast High School. Please accept my apology. I came home. And the sleepy monster beat me in the head with a sleepy stick. It was after 4 o'clock before I woke up.
It happens to the best of us, Shay. It's okay. There will be other opportunities. But with that being said, shout out to everybody at Northeast, the entire faculty, Dr. Powell, Dr. Irvin, who always welcomes me with open arms. I love going back to my old high school and seeing the upgrades and seeing the school spirit. That's what I enjoy the most, is that there's an influx of school spirit at Northeast that is uncanny right now, and I love it. From the football field to the decorations, I love it.
I know you DJed, but did you have a chance to run around the field a little bit? I know you've been slenderizing, so you may have more energy, more ability to run further.
You know, it's funny you say that, Shay, because I was actually on the football field just mesmerized at it because I remember what we had. And I just, you know, I was tempted to get down in the three-point stands and act like, you know, I was on the football field again. So it's funny that you mentioned that because I was actually getting my Al Bundy on yesterday.
You could still get in the three-point?
Excuse me? What? Get out and play right now. What's happening? You know, I used to play with the Titans. Shout out to my Titan fam out here. You know what I'm saying? You came to a couple of my games. You saw me pulverize a couple guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I did. It was a lot of fun.
I was so out of shape.
To watch.
God, it was terrible.
It was okay, friend.
But now in 2021.
Now you could get your jersey all the way down. It was up like a crop top because you couldn't pull it down. But it's okay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
When there's shenanigans in a news story, my mind always says to myself, I bet you they're from Florida.
Me too.
And now I'm lightweight adding Minnesota to the list, but I digress. A Florida couple reaching their dreams and their goals of being married and having their family and friends there. They decided on a beautiful $5.7 million mansion that they wanted to have their wedding at.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one problem, Brian.
What?
It wasn't their house, and they didn't even ask the owners if they could be there.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Shanita Jones and Courtney Wilson went to the house as if they were going to buy it because it was on the market. And upon watching and seeing what all it had to offer, they said, this is it. Nobody lives here. We're going to go sneak and have the wedding here.
What?
Child, bye. The property owner, Nathan Finkel, was actually at home when the people started bringing in the U-Haul full of stuff, the chairs.
Oh, my God.
You know, the beautiful little awning for them to get married underneath.
Right, I'm thinking about what the DJ was doing.
Setting up.
That's what I'm thinking.
Would be you, Brian, setting up your 6-foot table.
Right.
Putting your tablecloth out. And so Mr. Finkel came outside like, what's going on? Do you know that they told him that this was God's message, that he told them they should get married at this house?
I just want my baby.
Well, God does speak to you. I don't think that translated well, though.
I think God would have spoke to Mr. Finkel first. About allowing to be at the house. God not going to tell me to go over someone else's occupied territory. Oh, wait a minute. That's how America was founded.
Oh, God. Right.
When it goes down, KC, we give 3 hot minutes in the community with a morning grind and Hot 103 Gems.
Brian, there's got to be another Shay Moore that the American Heart Association is interested in. I got an email from them saying that I was nominated for a Woman of Impact Award.
Hey, now you one of a kind. It was you.
I don't know about that. Just to verify, we've got Laura Lopez, Executive Director with the American Heart Association, here with us this morning.
Good morning, Laura. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing just fine. So let's talk about the Go Red for Women campaign and Women of Impact.
Go Red for Women is really about addressing the number one health threat for women, which is heart disease. Many women don't know that. You know, Women of Impact were created because they are change makers. They are women that can make a lasting impact on the health of our community, not only by helping us raise critical funds, but really helping to drive education within the community. Heart disease is actually the number one killer of all women and actually all Americans. 1 in 3 women will actually die from heart disease in their lifetime. And so heart disease claims the lives of more women than all forms of cancer combined.
Disproportionately so for Black women, Brian, mm-hmm. is the reason why I signed on to be a part of this. Throughout this campaign, we're going to be giving out information for women and folks who love women to know the risk factors to be considering and how to prevent some of these side effects that lead to heart disease. Folks can go to kprs.com. There's information online there. We're also going to be raising some money. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you for your debit card in just a second.
If I win this 1400 STEMI, I'll let you get that.
And then, of course, everything culminates at the Go Red for Women luncheon. We've been in attendance there in person a couple years ago, but this year I believe it's virtual.
It is. It will be a digital experience on Friday, May 14th at 12 o'clock, and it is open to everyone to participate in.
So what I need from you, Brian, and everyone else is support on this. We want to try to bring these numbers down of women that are affected by heart disease. This is going to be fun, and I hope to beat out the other... No. There are 2 other women that are up for this award, Brian.
Yes. Well, Shay, I'm definitely going to whip out my debit card. I need to remember what zip code is in. But I got you. Anything to help this beautiful organization.
What else can we leave our audience with that maybe we haven't talked about yet?
One of the most important things is to make sure that they're taking time for themselves and that they're eating healthy and remaining physically active. 80% of heart disease is preventable. So if we can just, you know, put a couple 30 minutes of exercise into our schedule a day, it's going to help our hearts make sure that we're here for, you know, longer, healthier lives and that we're here to see our families grow. It's all about giving people more time.
Amen. Got to limit my snacksidents, as Shay would eloquently put it.
Log on to KPRS.com and support me and the other women who are trying to make an impact in our community with the American Heart Association of Kansas and of Missouri's Women of Impact campaign.
Laura Lopez, thank you for joining us this morning. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Showers on the way. Cloudy and 47 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay was popping.
Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce announced that he's an owner and investor in a new car wash.
Man, I saw that post yesterday. That car looked mean, don't it, Shay?
Oh, that SS?
Yeah, buddy.
Whew.
Yeah.
That was hard body.
Yeah.
So the car wash is called the Club Car Wash. And you buy into like a monthly subscription. So you can bring the car, I guess, multiple times throughout the month. The first Club Car Wash is scheduled to open at West 121st and Metcalf in mid-July.
All right. That's a good location. Yeah, buddy. It's finna be popping.
They also have plans to open locations in Lansing, Independence, Kearney, Shawnee, Green Valley, and Olathe.
All the Chiefs making money. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Look at that. I like it.
So Kendall Jenner was granted a 5-year restraining order against an intruder. So the intruder's name is Shaquan King. He's 27 years old. He allegedly tried to swim in her pool bucky naked.
This didn't happen in Florida.
No, this is in California. So the judge ordered that King has to stay at least 100 yards away from her and her mother and her other sister, Kylie.
So I'm not familiar with the whole restraining order thing. So what if they get caught actually within 100 feet? What would happen to them?
You violated and you got to go right back to the house. All right. The pokey. So in a TikTok video on yesterday, Kalani came out as a lesbian.
Oh, we got it.
You know the video where my homegirl's on live and I'm on her live and it's only like 30 people on the live and they're like, Kalani, what's new? And I'm like, I finally know I'm a lesbian. Well, it's true. I am gay.
Why are you laughing?
Because that might be a drop. First off, this is, we knew that. Everybody, and who cares? Right?
Exactly.
Look, nobody cares. I mean, it's good that, you know, she came out and it might encourage other people to feel comfortable with themselves. You know, but besides that, don't nobody care. Do what you do.
Well, it's true. I am gay.
I've got an announcement to make this morning, Brian.
I am gay.
I ate the left Twix before the right Twix. And it should have been the other way around.
That's the tea with Shea Moore.
So your girl Megan Thee Stallion has announced that she's taking a much needed break from music.
Why? She hot.
She says that she needs time to regenerate herself to prepare for what's next. In the meantime, y'all hold what you got. It could be, you know, she in a real relationship with Partisan Fontaine. Yeah. Maybe she's trying to spend some time with him.
Yeah, that probably got something to do with it. And, you know, I was thinking, like, you talk about the arc of hotness. We talked about that before. But with Megan, I think it's a little different. Because when she came out, when she first started rapping, she wasn't exclusively making twerk songs and stuff. Like, Megan's an actual spitter. She can rap, so maybe this will do good for her. We all need a break sometimes for what we do every day, for real.
I think if she relaxes for a minute, she'll be all right. She's still one of the hottest out there right now. So give her a little minute to figure out how Partisan like his eggs cooked. And
I know that's right.
Whatever have you. Like my whatever have you. Like my grandma say.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Vicky.
All right, Miss Vicky. Let's see what you got.
I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your dance. And do the hump. Uh-huh. Everybody, hump to me, baby. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Do me, baby. Shock G, the one to put the satin on your panties.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
You just got yourself registered for your chance to get $1,400 in Mo Stimmy. That announcement is today, 4-12 p.m. during the Playmaker Show.
Okay, I'll be waiting on my money.
What station's live, local, and lit, Miss Vicky?
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that
seat. I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to qualify to win $1,400 in Mo Stimulus Cash.
More money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Most damn it. Yeah,
you're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.